you know, they go up tempo and they test out your run fits. And so far, they've done a really good job of attacking the defense in that area.
John, is it safe to say when you play the Eagles, your defensive guys have to be able to make one-on-one tackles? And what kind of challenge does that present in that regard? When you know, when a guy knows he's got to make a one-on-one tackle.
Well, I mean, you try to stress as a coach, you don't leave one guy to make the tackle. Obviously, to play good defense, you got to be a good tackling defense. And, you know, when you've got an outstanding back, like LeSean McCoy, I mean, it's, you know, it makes it tough on the defense. That's why they're averaging. Same thing with Michael Vick or a running quarterback is, you know, typically you don't count the quarterback in the run game. And, you know, part of – you know, we ran it 2 years ago with Tim Tebow, so we're very, very familiar with it and the problems it caused us. But in answer to your question, you know, it's hard to be a good defense without being a good tackling team.
How's Champ Bailey doing? Do you expect to have him this week?
He was limited this week. He's day-to-day, the way we put it. I see improvement, and he's a lot closer this week than he was last week.
How has his replacement, Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, done?
Well, I mean, you guys know him probably as good as we do. You had him there last year, but he's done very well. You know, he was with us all offseason. You know, got all the OTA work, boot camp work, and, you know, three games into a very early on season, not even into the first quarter of the season yet, he's played well.
On that topic, it was a pretty inconsistent 2 years for Dominic. What prompted you to sign him?
Well, first of all, he's an outstanding athlete. I was very familiar with him doing the evaluation coming out. You know, we played Arizona a number of times when I was in Carolina. You know, didn't get to see him much in Philadelphia as far as competing against him. But, you know, again, we saw an outstanding athlete, and he's done everything the way we expected, and we're very pleased with his performance today.
Can you just kind of talk about what the biggest difference in your offense is this year compared to last year? I mean, you guys obviously are scoring at a record pace so far.
Well, I mean, you know, last year, you know, this time, there was no comparison. I mean, we were figuring out what we were doing, and, you know, Peyton was coming off of not playing for a year, rehabbing an injury that was pretty unique to football. You know, so, you know, once we got kind of rolling and, you know, we improved as the season went on. And so we've more started where we left off than where we were this time a year ago. There's a comfort level, you know, that probably wasn't there a year ago.
What have you seen from the Eagles defense so far? Obviously, it's a new scheme, Billy Davis's defense, and they've struggled a little bit against the pass here early on. What have your impressions been and when you looked over the tape and looked at this team?
Well, I think they're playing good team defense. I think a lot of the guys they put together are guys we've competed against before. Some, you know, in Philly, some from Houston, but you know, a lot of capable guys that, you know, I'm sure they're like us. I mean, we're only three games into a season. We're figuring out our identity, and there's not that much body of work in the history books yet. So it's still early to say. I know they present some issues, and, it comes down to execution on game day.
John, you're coming off of a division game on Monday night. Now you're on a short week against a non-conference opponent. How much are you fighting against the letdown this week, or how cognizant of that are you?
Well, you know, this is not my first rodeo, so it's we got a good schedule, and we know how to manage the team, you know, off of a Monday night game, and I don't foresee that being a problem whatsoever.
John, you've had so many matchups against the Eagles, you know, as a defensive coordinator, as a head coach, and most of them were, if not all, were against Andy. So when you prepare for this game, I mean, did you just have to dig through some crates to find some of the coaches who are here? I mean, do you find yourself less prepared than normally when you face an Eagles team?
You know, not really. You know, I think, it's like everybody else. I mean, you get with today's technology, you got lots of tape. We've been in the league going on a quarter of a century. There are not many coaches you don't know. You get an idea of what people like to do, how they attack, you know, maybe your style of offense, your style of defense. And, you know, everybody's got a rep in this league. And, all that still comes into play regardless of the opponent.
And so conceptually, there's discussion about about Chip's concepts being different than what's previously been in the NFL. Is what he's doing similar to what you've seen elsewhere, or is it completely different?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, the idea of the quarterback being part of the run game, you know, whether it was the advent of the Wildcat, you know, where, you know, they didn't have a running back at the position. You know, people put a running back there. You know, the count, you know, the scheme, a lot of those things are similar. You know, so, you know, it's something that's been going on in college for a while. Like I said, you know, we were pretty heavy into it a couple of years ago ourselves. So, you know, again, it's like any game. I mean, it's who executes the best.
Hey, if I could ask you about Mike Adams, he's kind of a local guy for us. Just it seems like he's still playing quite a bit for you guys, just kind of like what he's brought to your team so far.
I mean, he's been great. I mean, he's great in our locker room. He's, you know, he's a true pro. He works at it. He's good with our young guys. You know, I think we've been very impressed with him. He's our kind of guy. So as flowery as you can make it, I'm telling you, that's how we feel about it.
After shuffling through quarterbacks in those latter years with the Panthers and the early years with Denver, how much different is it having a franchise caliber guy like Peyton?
Well, I mean, it's way different. You know, I think you look around the league and you look at, you know, any coaches that have had success, and especially very good success. You know, I've got an adage, you show me a good coach, I'll show you some good players. And obviously it's helpful when you got a first ballot Hall of Famer at that position.
John, Wes Welker, what's his secret? Why is he so effective?
Well, I think he's got a great knowledge of the game. His, you know, football IQ, his football character is very high. You know, he's worked very hard, he's a tireless worker. He's got excellent quickness. You know, I think probably the really biggest thing is just, you know, his work ethic, how he goes about practice, preparation, and, you know, I think it shows up on game day.